opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and the Bot, 7:05 in the morning on June the 19th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Just hop in there, just punch up on the show and come on in and join our chat room. It just says put down a nickname. And John, good morning, John. John just hopped right in there. And I'm always joined by Bad Bob.
And good morning.
Bad Bob, you've been really leaning into that screen over your microphone there. It's at a very rakish angle there now.
I think I took a bounce off the counter at one point there. I
mean, we have so many show hosts here. We've got like 14 shows now. Occasionally a microphone, because everybody's adjusting it the way they want it, falls on the floor, bounces. So is that what happened? So tell me today, what is the weather?
Well, what we're looking at is, let's see here. Mostly sunny day, kind of a break in the weather, high near 92, winds out of the north about 10 to 13 miles an hour. That means we're going to be seeing definitely some fire issues today. Excellent sleeping weather tonight, though. We'll be seeing a low around 63, and it's going to taper off quite a bit. Looking great for the weekend. Currently 67 degrees in Redding, and this report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Okay, Anselmo Vineyards, head on up. It's just a quick ride up out of Palo Cedro, heading up towards Shingletown. And the finest food, the greatest service, ambiance like you can't believe. The food is just exquisite. You can't get better food around here. And they serve lunches. They have on Thursday nights pizza night. And, of course, music on Friday and Saturdays, and great brunches and dinners. Call them at 474-5546. Okay, a lot of things in the news, a lot of things going on. Linda's on assignment day, and her assignment is to get our have the air conditioning fixed. As we said yesterday, everything had gone down on Friday, and according to our home warranty people, and we have a home warranty, and we're restricted to using the people on the home warranty, which is too bad because we have other favorites that we like, but we don't have a choice on this, unfortunately, like I said. But somebody's got to be there also to check out the ones that have been put in before, just a year or so ago. And then we move on from there, because at some point in the summer, it's going to hit up to 100s again. We're going to be talking motorcycles. We're going to be talking law and legal. We're going to be talking about, I haven't given up yet on this Obama plan to give a free pass to 800,000, illegals that are here right now. I want to bring up a few more things about that. I want to talk about our own Jerry Bonito in a case and talk a little bit about that. But one of the things I want to talk about this morning, too, is drones. Drones in the air. But before we go to drones in the air, we're going to go to experts on the ground. Kathy Lathrop Cummings, Wells Fargo Advisor.
Good morning, Linda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 80 points at 12,822. The S&P 500 is positive 10 at 1355. And the NASDAQ is positive 26 at 2922. Active stocks this morning include Bank of America up 34 cents at $8.10. And JCPenney's down $2.35 at $21.98. Stocks of local interest, Tri-County's Bank is up 10 cents at $15.24, and North Valley Bank is up 1 penny at $12.87. Turning to the bond market, we find lowered prices there this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield up to 2.69%. Over in commodities, crude oil is up 70 cents at $83.97. Gold is down $2.60 at $16.24.40, and silver is down 6 cents at $28.61. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Hey, Kathy, thank you very much. We have Kathy and her band of merry Wall Street advisors from our Wells Fargo advisors, Monday through Friday at 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9:06 in the morning. Check them out at Park Marina Drive. Head on down to Park Marina Drive, and they're going to give you the best information you could possibly want about investments and what's going on in Wall Street. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to start talking about some things going on. I want to talk about, like I said, 800,000 free pass. How does this happen? How does a president of the United States literally tell his people not to enforce the law?
Isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, come on and dance all night.
Rock and Roll Bingo is one of the coolest new features at Wind River Casino. It's not your ordinary bingo.
Rock and Roll Bingo.
On Friday, July 13th, be ready for a game full of excitement, music, lights, and fun. Over $7,500 in cash and prizes will go. 20 games pay $250. Hands-free electronic $25. Paper is only $10. Be part of the fun and games and play Rock and Roll Bingo to win cash and prizes on Friday, July 13th. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to windriver.com and check out our bingo calendar. It's better on the river. Slot tournaments are fun. Give it a try and play in our weekly slot tournaments here at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every third Wednesday, $250 cash is added to the prize pool. Every third Friday, $500 cash is added to the prize pool. Plus, $500 free slot play for all and prize drawings. Walk away a winner. For details, call 1-800-280-UN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hi, this is Bob with Flu Season Chimney Sweeps. Did you ever wonder what a chimney sweep does in the summer? At flu season, we clean and repair chimneys year-round. But in the warm weather, we also service and install evaporative coolers. Is your cooler ready for summer? Our refreshing 10-point cooler service prepares for your comfort in the fiery, blistering, sizzling days of summer ahead. Schedule your cooler service and spring chimney cleaning together and save time and money. Call flu season today at 221-3331.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and the Bot. Linda is making sure that our house is taken care of today. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. The finest in coffee at Espresso Joe's and icy drinks. And, of course, the best walk-in humidor in the state. Last Stick Standing is a new sale they have going on. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. And veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew at 2143 Hilltop Drive. And, you know, speaking of Hilltop Drive, right down the street from Tobacco and Brew is the Holiday Inn. And tonight, my friends, come on down and join Linda and I and a bunch of our friends and a bunch of other people in the Reading Police Department, because there's going to be a rubber side down safety seminar. It's being offered for all scooter and motorcycle riders and those interested in obtaining a motorcycle license. They're going to give this. It's going to be a free seminar. It lasts about an hour, but you get there around 5 o'clock, 5:15, 5:30, because it's going to start around 6. Bike wash featuring the roller derby team, the Angry Beavers. They're going to be out there in spandex and who knows what else, washing motorcycles. You might see my Harley being washed out there. Anyway, this is put on for safety. There's a lot, you know, the one thing that we have to do is when we're riding those motorcycles is, you know, kind of ride like you're invisible. Learn a lot about safety, how to ride, things to be looking for, and that's tonight, and it's free. And not only that, if you come tonight, we've got a lot of free prizes there, giveaways, but you're also going to be entered into a drawing for a custom motorcycle paint job, courtesy of Longhair Collision Works, a $1,200 custom paint job for your bike. That's tonight at 6 o'clock. Get there early. Get around there. Get there around 5:15. Get your motorcycle washed free by the or get it washed by the Angry Beavers. Okay. I'm gonna do this one kind of quick. I touched on it yesterday. 800,000 illegals are getting a free pass from the Obama administration. And, of course, the reason he did it is purely political. It's here it is, what, you know, 6 months out, 5 months out from election. Oh, I'm going to give 800,000 a free pass because these young men and women are best and brightest. These people love our country. They are going to be great additions to the United States of America. How does President Obama know this? Does he know every one of them? How do we know it's only 800,000? What if it's 1 million or 2 million? What if it's 2.5 million? How do we know? And we're not going to know until they start signing up. The problem is that when Obama had the Congress and the Senate and he was pushing through his health care plan, which he did, which is an, you know, abomination, is that why didn't he do this then? He could have pushed through immigration reform. Well, he didn't do it because it would have been, just, you know, at that point, a revolution in this country with all the things he was trying to do. But even still, he could have done something like this. He chose not to. He chose not to because of the elections, and he got trounced in the elections in the off years. And now he's doing it before this other election, a blatant attempt to buy votes. Blatant. I mean, the American people, you know, MSNBC, you've got to take a step back and go, come on. Even this is just a little bit, you know, this is just going too far, because even the people that everybody knows there has to be immigration reform. I want immigration reform. You want immigration reform. But to give 800,000 or more a free pass on this and to tell the Justice Department not to enforce the law, not to enforce the law, is something wrong. First time a president's ever done that. And I just saw such a sweet article, you know, and I was doing research on this. There's a grandmother someplace down in Mexico, and they talk about how she's, you know, her ancestry goes back to the Mayans. And she says, oh, you know, I haven't been able to see my grandsons because they couldn't come across because they were illegal. But now they can come to visit granny. And I thought, well, isn't that sweet? But the other thing they can do then is take granny back home with them because they're here legal, and they can bring her over on a visit, you know, family visa. And then guess what? Granny doesn't go home. We take care of granny.
Is anybody tired of this? I have a question. Let's suppose a young individual, 20-something, shows up and says, okay, here I am. I've been in this country. Since he's undocumented by definition, what's to say he didn't just come over to join in the fun?
And when you say, oh, they're brought over as young children, what's young? What's your definition of young? Is it 12? Is it 3? Is it 1? Is it 5? Is it 20? I mean, come on. What are the, you know what, here again, Obama is throwing this thing out without specifics, just like the health care plan. And I bet you Pelosi's going to say, well, let's just pass this and so we can find out what's in it. Well, you know what? It's not even a law. It doesn't even get to Congress. He just says, oh, amnesty. Even, you know, Reagan didn't do it. people talk about and that huge mistake he made there, and it was a huge mistake. You know, if you're going to have amnesty, shut the borders down afterwards. All right. Okay, now I'm going to take a break. Now we're going to come back. We're going to talk about Jerry Bonito and three others found guilty on a defamation suit. And I think, if I've read this right, it's costing the county of Shasta and the taxpayers, I guess they have insurance for this stuff, $1.6 million. We'll talk about that as soon as we get back.
She's got something.
Dinner tonight. What are you in the mood for? How about a Jack's Grill, literally world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York, or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Not in the mood for steak? How about deep-fried jumbo prawns, tender ocean scallops, or crunchy golden brown southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice? Are you in the mood? Well, then tonight is your night to do Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for over 70 years, serving the finest USDA choice meats, aged and prepared to perfection. Settle in for an evening with your friends, family, or that special someone. Order your favorite beverage and then sit back and prepare yourself for a superb dining experience. When you are in the mood, do Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
This is Ruthless Redneck and Angry Beaver with the Reading Roller Girls, and also we have
Scars of Fury.
We're here today to let you know about the Rubber Side Down Safety Seminar Tuesday, June 19th at the Holiday Inn on Hilltop Drive. It is going to have a bike wash from 5 to 6 p.m., and the Angry Beavers are going to be there to wash your bikes before the seminar.
We'll be out there rolling around in our derby gear and washing your bike, so come out and see us on Tuesday, June 19th at the Holiday Inn.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank, flashlight, and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bod, Free Fire Radio, 723. Linda's on assignment, June the 19th. Good morning, my friends. All right, Jerry Bonito, former DA up here in Shasta County. I like Jerry. Jerry really upset people, though, and some things. But, you know, if this had happened before me, I never knew there was a defamation suit going against former district attorney Bonito and three others. This was before my time. But they were found guilty in a defamation suit, and it cost the county. Now, this is the part, and I need my lawyers or other people out here that are much brighter than I am, which is everybody in the chat room, as we know. When it says that the jury ruled late last month that Bonito and his three co-defendants, and I'm getting this out of the record search light because, you know, we have the record search light here all the time, and his three co-defendants maliciously defamed Joyce Gardner, the former director of the Shasta County Victim Witness Program, awarding her at least $775,000 in damages. And then under terms of the settlement Friday, Shasta County also named as a defendant because they were former county employees. We'll also have to pay $30,000, blah, blah. But then they've said that a lawsuit against and 3 years is going to cost Shasta County $855,000 following an out-of-court settlement reached on Friday. So does that mean it's $855,000 over the $775,000? John, what do you think?
Good morning, Carl. How are you this morning?
I'm not too bright this morning, John. You know, my coffee hasn't kicked in.
It does not mean that it's on top of the $700,000. It is a settlement of the entire case.
Okay.
Because it was going to back to the jury for punitive damages.
Okay.
The $775,000 was actual damages.
Okay, but then that's actual damages.
Right.
But then
now they're combining the two.
Oh,
and making punitive and actual damages to be $865,000.
Okay.
And that's going to be settlement price.
Okay.
And actually, this is good for Gardner, who is receiving the settlement, because she's actually going to get the money instead of being tied up in court for the next 5 years while they debate the multi-million-dollar settlement that she would have got for damages.
Okay.
After they completed this thing. However.
However, comma.
Comma. Now the issue is, what is the county board of supervisors going to do about the two employees that remain in county employ that are responsible for this suit along with Benito that caused these things to happen? And this isn't just supposition, and the settlement does not change the fact that the jury, the federal jury, found these people culpable for this action that they took, which borders on criminal. Now, they have put the citizens of this county, in a position to have to pay this $850,000 for their negligence.
Well, that's another question, and Lucky Jez Ronnie is going to, you know, hopefully be on at some point, and at 8 o'clock, hopefully. But we're not sure because we've got a lot of people, different people rolling through here. Doesn't the county have insurance for this kind of thing?
They probably do, although I think that they're self-insured, just like the city is.
Uh-huh.
That's why they have that responsibility department, probably under Russ Moll's direction.
Russ?
Just guessing.
Okay. Everything else comes under Russ.
Yeah. But my point is that somebody's going to have to pick up the cudgels of dismissing these two employees for cause. I don't want them working for us anymore. They did this with malice. They did this with negligence. And they are not. And one of them is still in charge of a department. And it's wrong. There needs to be action taken by the board to limit our liability for employees that put us in this type of a position. And short, what I'm saying is I want them out of their jobs.
But can't let me ask you the question. Let me go in from this other side here, John, because I know one of the people in this, and this person has done a great deal of good things for this county and for the people in this county. And, you know, when you've got, say, a climate that's fostered by your boss, and, you know, of course, I don't know what happened, you know, so maybe it was total viciousness from everybody. But when you've got a climate that's fostered by your boss, and, you know, and you go along with it, or you say what your boss has told you, you know, or just, I mean, you're spreading it. And I'm not saying he said go out and tell people, but, you know, he says it. And so, you know how people gossip and things like this.
Uh-huh.
Is it a possibility because of the climate that started under Benito himself that this kind of infected everybody else, or is this just something that?
Well, you know what comes to mind when you say that, don't you? Is Hitler telling?
Yeah, I know.
Goring,
okay, I was wondering. I was wondering when that was coming.
Destroyed.
Yeah, I know. I was wondering when that was coming. Okay.
I mean, it's obvious.
I'm taking the other side here, John.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Carl, and I understand that. And it's one of the things I like about you is there's no point in having a position of devil's advocacy if you don't do it.
Yeah, well, you know,
you're doing it.
It's a shame too, because like I said, I do know one of the people, and they have done a lot of good for this county, and for the people in this county. But this is I don't see the county making any statements I mean, Larry Lees hasn't said anything about turning people loose. I don't think you're going
to
see
they
that.
Haven't said anything about anything because the lawyers told them to shut up while this thing was in litigation.
Yeah. Okay,
and they did a good job of that, by the way, because none of us heard about this
prior
to the settlement.
Yeah, I never knew about this.
I mean, prior to the jury finding him guilty.
Okay, got to run, John.
Thanks, buddy.
You bet. We'll be right back.
Bye.
Carl on the bot. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Fox Business Network Wall Street is kicking off the trading day in a sea of green as the Federal Reserve begins its two-day policy meeting. Investors are hopeful the central bank will offer another round of stimulus. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is up about 80 points. Meanwhile, investors are shaking off some mixed signals out on the health of the housing market. Housing starts fell more than expected in May, dropping nearly 5% to an annual rate of 708,000. On the upside, permits to build new homes rose to their highest pace since September 2008. And according to a report released today by the National Health Interview Survey, over 46 million people in the U.S. do not have health coverage, a trend that has been rising in the past 15 years. More than 21% of adults aged 18 to 64 lacked health insurance in 2011, making up just under 41 million people. The data does show some good news for children. 7% of U.S. youths were uninsured last year at the time of the interview, compared to just under 14% in 1997. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Americans are talking about energy.
They know we need energy from all sources.
To put Americans back to work.
And keep our nation secure.
Developing domestic energy.
American oil and natural gas.
Advanced technologies are making it possible.
Protecting the environment.
The new era of energy security.
Americans are becoming energy voters.
They're voting to re-energize America.
They're voting for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Brought to you by the American Petroleum Institute.
Did you know that 45 million Americans suffer from chronic daily headaches and related pain? Many more suffer from back, knee, shoulder, and other joint pains, and if left untreated, they can often become much bigger problems, even life-threatening ones. The truth is there is a solution for a vast majority of pain sufferers, and it comes in the form of free information. I'm Dr. Todd Royce of Chiropractic First. You may have heard my radio show on this station, and I would like to offer you this solution totally risk-free. Just call 243-0889 and ask for a copy of my free exclusive report, The Top 5 Most Dangerous Trends Preventing Health and Happiness and What to Do About Them. The information in this report is based on over $8 million in research and has helped thousands in the North State lead healthier, pain-free lives. When you do, you'll have the opportunity to attend our free, no-obligation live seminar covering these topics that more than likely are affecting you and your family today. Call 243-0889, that's 243-0889, and remember, it's risk-free.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Sign a monster truck, Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Radio. Linda's on assignment this morning, but I'm here and Bad Bob's here. Bad Bob, say good morning and tell everybody how hot it's going to be today. It's going to be a nice day. It's going to get cooler this weekend, too.
Yes, it's going to be very, very nice out there as we take a quick look at the weather. Currently 68 degrees in Reading. Sunny today, the high near 92. We're out of the triple digits, at least for today. Low tonight, 63. Right close to the century mark tomorrow. And then it smooths out and gets downright nice throughout the next several days. Again, 68 degrees in Reading. And the report is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, quick drive up there, 474-5546. Give them a call. Music on the weekends, great dinners, great lunches. In fact, they're open today for lunch. And I was up there last week for lunch, and there was like 20, 30 people out there. And I'm sitting on the veranda looking out over the beautiful, beautiful countryside. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Reading, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst over at Crackmaster, a veteran, does great things. You got a little ding in your windshield, he'll fix it. You have a crack up to 24 inches in length, he'll fix it. You don't want to pay that $500 deductible, he can fix your windshield. He guarantees his work. And he does it a different way. He takes it inside. He'll spend a couple of hours on it, making sure that he's got climate-controlled area there, and he uses just the finest materials. And like I said, he guarantees his work. Check him out at 3280 Market Street, Reading, or give him a call at 241-8373. Tell him you heard it here on Free Fire Radio. Now, the best, you know, the thing about these cracks, you got a crack in your windshield and you're thinking, okay, it's just a little crack. Very, very hot weather, my friends. Cold air from the air conditioner, crack, all the way across. Yep. Or you spray on, yeah, you spray on, spray the windshield. There it goes. There goes your windshield. Go down and see Jeff Wurst, Reading Crack Master Windshield Repair. Try and say that three times fast. Okay. People who have kids in college in the UC system, stand by. Guess what? Tuition rates are going to probably go up. Why, you say? How can that be? They've been going up all the time. It's because of the pensions and retiree benefits. Have left a $10 billion liability. Now, when you think about that, you think, well, how come they're getting so much money? Well, what do you mean by so much money? This is as of May. 2,129 UC retirees are receiving pensions greater than $100,000 a year. That's in the University of California, you know, university system here, you know. 2,129 are receiving pensions greater than 100,000. 57 are receiving pensions greater than 200,000. Okay, Bad Bob, ready for this? There's three in the system that are receiving pensions greater than $300,000 a year. That's pensions. $300,000 a year. What did they do?
A bit tidy.
What did they do? So if you look at that. Yeah, millions and millions and millions of dollars. And guess what? They've got like 6,000 getting ready to retire this year. And so just keep on adding on this. So what's going to happen? What can happen? Where are they going to make the cuts? Again, it's the unpaid liabilities that they have, or unfunded liabilities that they have here. And it has to do with pensions and retiree cost. So if they're that far in the hole, they're going to have to do something. They're going to have to what? Close down the university? Don't think so. Are they going to be building any new universities? No. They're just going to be raising tuition again. So, Mom and Dad, get ready. Your state college is going to be, your state university is at some point going to be charging as much money as your private universities. All right. I can't believe that three. Well, I can't believe that 2,000, over 2,000 receiving more than $100,000 a year in pay. Retired pay. Okay. Let's move on. The next thing we have. We were talking about Obama just completely subverting legal methods and telling his people not to, telling all the legal authorities not to arrest illegals. In fact, let's just give them a work pass. Now, this is the same Obama administration that is suing states and says if you sue a state or if you have anything to do to try to control your reckless illegal immigration that's affecting your state, we're going to sue you and keep you from doing that. We want this. We want this to happen. We want this chaos. We want this anarchy out there. And if you try to bring order to your own state, since we're not doing it, obviously, we're going to sue you to keep you from doing that. Thank you, Mr. Holder. Of course, Mr. Holder is under fire right now for doing an illegal gun running operation. Now, did you ever think you'd see that? You know, front lines, Department of Justice, the Attorney General of the United States is involved in gun running to drug cartels. I mean, did you really think you'd ever see that? I mean, other things, but gun running to drug cartels? Which, by the way, if you're heading to Mexico, there's an advisory out because they arrested a drug cartel member here in the United States. And now they're saying there could be a pushback in Mexico. So if you go to Mexico, maybe they want to get even. So, like I said, a little travel advisory if you're going down there. We're going to take a break. Next, we're going to come back. I want to talk about, you know, immigration again, but not illegal immigration, but legal immigration, and you know, some very interesting facts about that. And then we want to hit also on drones. Is that something that we need to be concerned about? Have you looked up lately? Is there something black flying over you besides that crow?
I thought it was a buzzer.
Yeah, it's a buzzer if it's out here, but you never can tell because they can make them look like anything. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with free pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy. We deliver fuel to your home for all your heating needs. Taking care of you is what we do.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife, Kathy, and I would like to invite everybody to check out our new website at NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. You can order fuel, apply for credit, pay your bills, access all the CFN sites throughout the United States, and look at our monitor and Toyo heaters, greases, and lubes. It's very easy to use. For those of you who don't like sites, pick up the phone and give us a call. We still have real people to talk to you. Remember, NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. Or 241-2196 in Waverville, Corning, and Redding. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Big Bike Weekend in KCNR 1460 presents the Rubber Side Down Safety Seminar, Tuesday, June 19th at the Holiday Inn at 6 p.m. This free seminar will help you be safe on the road. All participants are entered into a drawing for motorcycle training from the Motorcycle Institute in Red Bluff. Also get entered to win a custom paint job from Longhair Collision Works. The Rubber Side Down Safety Seminar, Tuesday, June 19th at Holiday Inn at 6 p.m. with bike washing at 5 p.m. Brought to you by Big Bike Weekend, KCNR 1460, the Reading Motorcycle Officers Group, the Reading Police Department, and the Motorcycle Training Institute.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men.
I think you missed it. Superman. You have to start that all over again, Bad Bob, because you got it at the end instead of the beginning. There you go. All right.
Listen.
Tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
No, it's not. It's a drone. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I give Bob, Bad Bob, of all the things I said, why did you play it, you know, at the end? It was at the front. But it was Superman, so I know you get off on that one. We're standing here watching the cape blow in the wind here. The reason I brought that up is, look, it's up in the air. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman. No, it's a drone. There's a lot of people concerned that there's going to be drones flying over the United States here soon. And in fact, there's drones flying over the United States right now, come to think of it. But I think what they're saying is that they're going to be using it for law enforcement purposes. The governor of Virginia, in fact, said that he, you know, says, why not use drones? We're using them in combat, and they work very, very well. Why can't we use it in, why shouldn't we be using it in our own states, you know, to help, you know, as a tool for law enforcement? We don't have enough money for all the police we need. There's areas out here that they can't, like, and let's just say Shasta County. Why not have a drone flying over places that the sheriff can't be? Looking around, you know, that little eye in the sky, looking around, seeing something, you know, they say, hey, we got a report of trouble out here on Sugarloaf. And there goes a little drone, you know, goes over there and puts its cameras on it. Infrared, FLIR. Forward-looking infrared radar, and it takes a look at what's going on out there, and then now the police can see it. They can see what's going on, and then the sheriff can just hustle right on out there to whatever that's going on.
You know, and
what's wrong with that?
Well, look at Google Earth. I mean, take a good look. I looked up my house when I was looking at a new house, and I could tell which car was in the driveway at my old place, you know, and that's the stuff that's available to just us common folk. What kind of resolution from a satellite in orbit is available to those in law enforcement? So is there a concern? Yep. Is it a slippery slope? Yep. What can be done about it?
The slippery slope is a cliche. Does that mean that every time, like, say you, did you ever smoke marijuana?
Did I ever?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, are you using heroin today?
No.
Slippery slope. See, that's a cliche, you know, oh, it's a slippery slope. It means nothing. It can be something. But now, let's look at it, how we use it over in combat zones. You go out there to try and find the bad guys doing things. And then at that point, you can put steel on target. You're not going to necessarily put steel on target here, but if you have a drone flying around that a kid with a big thumb can fly, and he's out there finding illicit drug fields out in the forest. He's, you know, patrolling the roads, seeing if anything's going on. Somebody gets a report, like I said, there goes a drone out there to check it out. It saves time, it saves energy, it saves money. And just think, you've got something overlooking you all the time, just watching, kind of like, you know, protecting us, making sure that everybody's okay when you're out there in the backyard, you know, sunbathing. Flies over, makes sure everything's okay, and then keeps going as it circles around the backyard and all the girls home from college out there in the swimming pool, just making sure that nobody's drowning out there or illicit drugs are being used or beer. So, okay, what do you think about that? Drones? What's wrong with having drones in the air? What's wrong with having drones under the control of the police department or the sheriff's department out searching, you know, out being on alert? They can fly 24 hours a day. They're not that expensive. And you can keep them in the air 24 hours a day. and you can see what's going on, especially out in the hinterland. Is there anything wrong with this? Is this like 1984? Is this something that we need to be concerned with? Are your civil liberties being infringed on? Why is the ACLU so excited about this? Is it okay for a drone to be watching you if you're not doing anything wrong? If it's just flying over? Does it need a search warrant to follow you? What do you think, Bad Bob?
I do know that at least one conviction was overturned about a house grow because the law enforcement helicopter had used a forward-looking infrared system to detect the heat from the lamps in the attic, and they conducted a search based on that evidence. And the judge ruled that the people inside the house had a reasonable expectation of privacy, and the conviction was tossed.
Well, Craig just joined our chat room, says, why don't we just put cameras in our houses and they can watch us all the time? You're right, Craig.
We do. They're people. Called webcams.
Yeah, yeah, but I think you get to put the webcam in.
Well, they can be remotely controlled, as those students in Ohio discovered.
Well, that's true, which is something else to think about. Is somebody looking at me through my own camera, watching me walk around the office and everything? Drones in the air, there doesn't seem to be a lot of people too excited about this and the drones in the air. I would think that would be something that everybody that the left, the right, and even the center should be worried about. However, I could sell you on the idea of having drones. It would be easy. It would be easy for me to sell the idea of having drones flying out in the areas where the sheriff can't be, since we're so short of sheriffs. There's areas out here that, you got one sheriff patrolling something the size of Rhode Island. So why not have a couple of drones out there with people that are not paid as much as the sheriff's department looking for things? Why not have that under times of stress and low numbers in the sheriff's department. Anyway, okay, we're going to take a quick break. Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel, got to go. Pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheel all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn.
Behind every motorcycle is a story of the person who rides it. Why not let that be you? Redding Harley-Davidson is excited to announce that they are the first dealership in the North State to have the two newest 2012 motorcycles in the timeless Harley-Davidson lineup. Come in and see that all-new Softail Slim and the 72 XL 1200V model. And while you're there, meet the friendly, honest, and knowledgeable staff. Come in and see their 18,000-square-foot facility located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard at the north end of Redding, just off of I-5. And Redding Harley-Davidson is offering financing as low as 3.99% OAC. Get on your bike. Ride. Ride without a destination. As long as you have gas, you're never lost. Redding Harley-Davidson, located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. That's 241-7117. Experience the ride. Live the dream.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, on Fridays from 10 to 11 AM, where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth. Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
The Bold Truth, Fridays on KCNR 1460 AM.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Linda Bott. Linda is making sure the house is fixed today. In fact, they should be coming up, showing up in the next 10 minutes. It's June the 19th. 530-605-4567 is our phone lines, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Let's hop in our chat room, and people are talking about, well, yeah, I don't mind seeing a drone over my house. I'll just shoot it down. This would be a big sale in anti-aircraft weapons. You know, it's not easy shooting drones down. We had one of those about the size they use, you know, the smaller ones, the Predators, we used during Desert Storm. And they would shoot at them all the time. I think one time we had one come back with a hole in the wing. Toward the end, the Iraqi forces they come running out because you see them on the, of course you see them on your video there, or see them on the, you know, on the television. They come running out, surrendering to the Predator. No, and there's a good reason for that.
Yeah, because it's going to put a hellfire in your lap.
Because every time they saw a Predator up there or heard it, you know, hell rained down on them after that. So they ran out, you know, we surrender, we've had enough of this. So we just kind of like move on to the next spot, or our guys would, anyway, all right. Roger Clemens, baseball pitcher extraordinaire, has been hounded by Congress for years now. Because not for, they accused him of taking steroids. Roger said, I didn't take steroids. Congress then said, well, you're lying. And they get him for perjury. They accuse him of perjury and they send him to trial. Now, Scooter Libby, you remember Scooter Libby? That, you know, supposedly the outing of the plume woman, the CIA woman. All right, see. They didn't get Scooter Libby for outing the woman. What they got him for was lying to Congress. Oh, well, you know, you lied to Congress. Well, and then so, you know, after that, he was fired. They're going to put him in jail. It's very similar to what Bill Clinton did when he lied under oath about not having sex with that woman. You know, with a brand new definition of what sex is from now on. You know, that changed probably the mores of everybody. And probably would still be denying it if the blue dress had not shown up. Anyway, Roger Clemens has been found not guilty in his perjury trial. All six charges, not guilty. So the government has been harassing this man for years, not based on the crime, but because, oh, you know what? We can't prove you did the crime, but we're going to get you for lying about it. Well, excuse me.
And how many tax dollars went into this?
Oh, trial? How many millions of dollars went into this? And here's my thing. Roger Clemens, I hope the government has to pay your legal team for this. You know, guess what? I think they should, and I think it should come out of Holder's personal account. Because he's got extra money in there because he's been running guns to the drug cartels. We, you know, obviously get money that way. So Roger Clemens found not guilty of perjury. I frankly find this abhorrent that our government will continue to do things like that. All right, okay, on to good news before we break for the news. For the first time in the history of the United States, Asian immigrants, these are legal immigrants, my friends. For the first time, Asian immigrants have surpassed the Hispanics. They are the most, they have the most immigration into our country. As of last year, it was something like, 430,000 or 36% of all arrivals in 2010 were Asians. And why? Highly skilled technical workers. They're coming in here and taking jobs, my friends. They're coming in and taking those highly skilled technical jobs. They're the ones they're letting in. These are not the ones that are coming across the border and immediately going to collect unemployment, SSI, and all these other things. These are people that are going to work here in the United States. So for the very first time, the Asians have surpassed, in 2010, have surpassed anybody else. 36% of all legal immigration was from the Asian, from Asians. Is this a surprise? I'm not sure. I don't think it's a surprise because we're looking at more technical jobs, more technical. The scary thing for me is 430,000, which doesn't seem like a lot. However, what about our guys needing those jobs? Are our people trained or can our people do those jobs? All right, we're going to take a break from the news. We're going to come back and we're going to have a second half of the show. And I promise you it'll be interesting. Carl Endebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The case against an Army major turned accused killer in the 2010 Fort Hood massacre is back in court this hour. But will Nadal Hassan be there? Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has more live.
Dave, Army psychiatrist Nadal Hassan's last hearing was postponed because the Muslim officer and accused jihadist was wearing a beard. Facial hair is not allowed in the Army, so the military judge said he can either shave or watch the proceedings via closed-circuit TV. His lawyers plan to ask the Army for a religious exemption to that rule. His lawyers today will also be arguing that the court-martial should be delayed until December. It's currently slated for August, Dave.
Evan, Jerry Sandusky's a good guy, very respected in the community. That's what some defense witnesses are telling the jury at the ex-Penn State coach's trial this morning. Another witness is attacking the credibility of one of the alleged victims. Sandusky's accused of molesting boys. Some gave graphic testimony last week. Can Attorney General Eric Holder make House Republicans happy? Under a contempt of Congress threat, Holder meets with his biggest critic in the Fast and Furious investigation today, Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
The attorney general was hoping to meet with California Republican Darrell Issa this hour. That sit-down does not appear to be happening. Issa suggesting a late-afternoon meeting. Again, no word on if it will happen. Tomorrow, the House Oversight Committee has scheduled a vote on a contempt of Congress resolution against Holder. Republicans say that vote's a last resort, accusing the attorney general of stonewalling a congressional probe of the botched gun tracking operation. Dave.
Jared, there are fewer help wanted ads. Employers posted the fewest job openings in April in 5 months. And the government says with nearly 13 million unemployed, nearly four Americans compete on average for every job that is available. Now, the Federal Reserve is holding a meeting on the economy. And there is, at the G20 summit, discussions about the European debt crisis today. On Wall Street, the Dow up 118 points, rallying. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster. Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight. We'll even handle the paperwork. It's easy. A quick call is all it takes. So choose SafeLight.
Hi, this is Dave Lennox. Before rising temperatures take their toll on your budget, call Service Experts Heating and Air Conditioning about a Dave Lennox Signature Collection home comfort system. Estimates are always free. Call 866-EXPERTS or visit serviceexperts.com to repair or replace your heating and cooling system with a new energy-efficient Lennox system.
Visit serviceexperts.com/license for complete state and local license information.
An American is dead in Afghanistan after NATO comes under attack twice.
NATO says seven militants attacked a base in Kandahar province in southern Afghanistan. They managed to breach the outer defenses, but were then all killed by guards. There are unconfirmed reports that one foreign worker was killed and two wounded during the attack. And in the same province today, three men dressed in Afghan police uniforms opened fire on coalition forces, killing one soldier and wounding several others. Meanwhile, in nearby Helmand province, eight people, including women and children, were killed by a roadside bomb. In Kabul, David Piper, Fox News Radio.
There is another claim of victory in Egypt from the spokesman this time of the presidential candidate who used to be Prime Minister, Ahmed Shafik. Days ago, the Muslim Brotherhood said its candidate won. Official results are not due until Thursday. It could take 6 weeks for toxicology tests to come back on Rodney King, found dead in his California swimming pool over the weekend.
Rodney King will go down in history off of six little words. Can't we all get along?
She was at a vigil for King, who was just 47. His 1991 police beating sparked the L.A. riots. If you lose a lot of blubber, you could turn to booze.
Patients who undergo a gastric bypass are more likely to develop problems with alcohol. The problems spike in the second year after the surgery, where alcohol abuse disorders jumped 30%, according to a report in the Journal of the American Medical Association, an increase that may be the result of a change in metabolism, what that may mean bypass patients get drunk faster with less alcohol. Excessive drinking can affect vitamin and mineral status and liver function, which already are potential problems for any surgery patient. Better pre-surgical screening and counseling after surgery may help fight the problem. Bill Fitka, Fox News Radio.
Price of oil is up today, back over $84 a barrel. Gasoline, though, is down again. $3.50 a gallon for self-serve regular, according to AAA. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Radio. I'm Carl and Devot. 8:05 in the morning, June the 19th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Join our chat room. Hop on there. Just, you know, punch on the front page to listen to the show. And then you can also join our chat room. You do it. Just go in there, sign in your nickname, and join us as many, many of you have here. This segment we're going to be talking about, some of my favorite subjects in motorcycles. And when you start talking motorcycles, you have to talk Harley Davidson. You know, people say, well, you know what, you're really biased in that direction. And I say, yeah. And I just accept that, and people accept that fallacy on me, that I'm biased toward Harley Davidsons. But before we get into that, we're going to go to another organization we're biased for, and that's the Wells Fargo Advisors, and Kathy Lather Cummings with a report on Wall Street.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 109 points at 12,850. The S&P 500 is positive 12 at 1357. And the NASDAQ is positive 31 at 2926. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 36 cents at $8.12. And Walgreens down $1.96 at $30 even. Stocks of local interest, Exo Group is up 11 cents at $8.99, and Bank of Commerce is up 1 penny at $3.99. Turning to the bond market, we are finding lowered prices this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 1.61%. Over in the commodity markets, gold is down $1.90 at $16.25.10, silver is down 15 cents at $28.51, and crude oil is up 72 cents at $83.99. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Kathy. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. And they're the ones that will give you the true scoop of what's going on in the Wall Street at any time. Go on down and visit them at Park Marina Drive. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and we're going to start up the show. We're going to have, like I said, we have our local Reading Harley-Davidson representatives here. And when we come back, we want to talk Harley-Davidson in itself, but also the people behind the story right here in the North State. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Prezon's Mattress Gallery in Reading carries the only true gel sleep systems, the OrthoGel Advantage Mattress. OrthoGel offers the ultimate in pressure relief sleep with over 7,000 pressure relief cells in every queen-size mattress. These are true cells, not the shredded foam you find in other gel mattresses. The OrthoGel sleep system conforms to your ideal sleep posture without creating the body cavity you get from memory foam mattresses. You sleep comfortable in summer and winter because OrthoGel is heat neutral, and Prezon's provides a 20-year warranty on all OrthoGel beds. Right now, Prezon's has 25% off new fully warranted OrthoGel mattresses during their factory authorized gel sleep system sale. Limited to stock on hand. Crezon's Mattress Gallery, your exclusive store for OrthoGel, where you'll find honest discounts and the best prices every day on every bed in stock, plus 12 months same as cash, free local delivery or free bed frame, and we always haul away your old bedding. Locally owned Crezon's Mattress Gallery, 2355 Athens Avenue, next to Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery. Tonight and every night, get the best night's sleep you've ever had with your new OrthoGel mattress from Crezon's.
We all know music is what gets you on the dance floor, but it's the entertainment that keeps you there. When it's time for your next party or major event, call Music by Robert, your entertainment professional. Over 25 years of quality and experience. Music by Robert. Weddings, 347-4500. Graduations, birthday parties, 347-4500. Retirement parties, anniversary parties, 347-4500. Get it. Call 347-4500 when planning your next party or special event. Music by Robert.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jazrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment this morning, making sure that we actually have things that work, air conditioners that work in the house. We're going to be talking about Harley Davidson. So, David, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, what a great place. Espresso Joe's best coffee in town. You can get the hot coffee, you can get that lattes, those icy drinks, and then you can walk over there to the greatest humidor in the state. They're having a big sale on cigars, last stick standing in there, and they will meet or beat any prices on tobacco in this town. Joe and Shelley done a whole lot for this community, and when you drive by there every so often, you're going to see a lot of bikes parked out there because Patriot Guard riders sit there and have their coffee or their iced drinks. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans get discounts. Tobacco and Brew. Okay, my guest today, Ernie Wright. Good morning, Ernie.
Good morning.
Owner of Redding Harley Davidson. And Nathan Parsons. who is, you know, big in their sales department. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Carl.
Okay, step up just a little bit closer to that or pull a little bit closer to you so we can hear you because you're a soft-spoken kind of guy. You're not into that hard sell kind of stuff, are you, Nathan?
We do whatever we got to do.
Well, I tell you what. You're Harley Davidson. Of course we do anything we have to do. You know what? Harley Davidson is such an icon of America. And it is a true success story, I mean, in my opinion. And, Ernie, you've been – how long have you been around Harley-Davidson?
My whole life. My whole life. So.
And it was your family that started Reading
right,
Harley-Davidson.
Correct.
Back in
1977.
Why was the purpose? I mean, had they always been involved in motorcycles or what?
No. My father actually got out of the service and went in to buy a Radio Shack franchise and ended up with a Harley-Davidson dealership. So.
Well, it was similar.
More or less.
RSHD. No, okay, all right. I was trying to draw some kind of parallel there. Of course, they're not going to be able to do that. But so he just started out as a Radio Shack, and somehow,
right? He was going to buy a Radio Shack dealership and ended up with a Harley Davidson dealership. So
did why? How did that happen?
Maybe the price was right. I don't know. I don't know. It's his decision. So
well,
he's done well for himself. He'll buy it. So good for him.
Okay. Yeah. Well, he obviously has Reading Harley Davidson. Harley Davidson. And so since you've since 1977, so that must have been almost all of your life then.
Yeah, I was born before it. So.
Well, how did you start out? And I mean, did Dad have you in back there cleaning up oil stains, or how did you do it?
Right. I pretty much started taking out garbage when I was a kid, working in the summer for my parents. You know, helping around the store, and that's how I got it. You know, got my start in the motorcycle business.
All right. It must be a whole lot of changes.
Well, you know, the market has come up and down and up and down and up and down, and so you've seen it. So effectively, overall, it's probably level. But I mean, yeah, there's been the same thing in 1977. Market was soft then, just like it is now. So
okay, now Harley Davidson at one time, and for people who don't know it, Harley Davidson was, you know, I think the first ones came out in 1903. Well, the brothers had a bicycle shop, and then they started into started building motorcycles, and so with that, and then through the years, I mean, it became, of course, the iconic motorcycle for America. I mean, you had Indians, you had others, but Harley is the only one that kept going. It, you know, went to war in World War One, World War Two, you know, Korea, and it was the quintessential police bike that were out there. But then in the early 60s, it kind of went through a rough time there when they were sold to a bowling ball company or something.
No, 1973.
AMF year.
1973. Right. All right. So in 1973, they were sold to AMF.
Right.
And there was a drastic change in the company.
Exactly. More motorcycles produced, quality failed. So, and that's what you see when you rush a product to market.
And they also at that time weren't there. Wasn't that when some of the Japanese bikes were starting to roll on here? The 50cc's. You meet the nicest people
to see
on a Honda.
A lot more competition in the marketplace.
But then something happened and I think it's important people realize why Harley Davidson is why I admire what happened with this company is that the employees bought the company back.
13 of them, yeah.
13 employees bought the company back, and that instituted a radical change.
Right. Production dropped off dramatically. I think the span between 1981 and 82, I think AMF built something like 200,000 motorcycles or something like that. And then in 82, when after the purchase was complete, I think Harley only built 20,000 units or something like that.
And the bottom line being
quality.
Better quality. Okay. And then they got a deal with the government.
Right, legislation kind of helped them out a little bit.
Well, no, but let's talk about that because this is important too. This is how you can get people back on their feet. Harley Davidson was getting killed because the Japanese were dumping bikes out here on the market, and we were getting ready to lose Harley Davidson. And they got legislation passed that said there's going to be a tariff on these bikes. You want to bring bikes in? Fine, we're going to put a big tariff on it. And Harley Davidson asked, but they wanted that to sunset. Plus, they took a loan from the government to get to, and so I mean the for this, and it worked.
Right. I mean, it, the rest is history, as they say. So, motor company started motoring forward, and now you see where. I mean, surely the market has changed, but you can see after about, you know, 25 years of success in sales, that's what you've got.
And they paid the, they paid the loan back early.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, they haven't looked back. So, I mean, to me, that's a success story. You have, you know, they stood up against the dumping of the bikes. They actually got legislation that helped them just stand and fight them on an equal footing. And that is, you know, we need to take a look at what Harley-Davidson did in our country right now, is give us a chance to fight them on an to produce on equal footing, and we'll beat them. We will surpass what they're bringing in.
Right. I'm sure Harley-Davidson pays a tariff to import those bikes into other countries just the same. I mean,
absolutely.
And it is what it is. And so if they want to be in the market in another country, that you take that in order to do it. Correct.
So, you know, they're protecting their interests too. So we need to protect ours, and not just on Harley-Davidson's, which shows how successful it can be when they're working like that. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. I want to talk to Nathan here, the proud new father. Of course, it's his third time around, so it's not like he's, you know, really excited about this. And he did say the second photo was taken of the third child here. So, you know, so everybody else has got the 15 albums, the 14, the 12 albums and the two pictures. All right. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialists for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air, over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
Join the conversation in our chat room. KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the Bot. Linda's on assignment today. June the 19th, 8:23 in the morning. A sports and show brought to you by Reading Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership right here in Reading. They're your neighbors. They're going to give you great deals, great prices on new or any of the previously owned cars they have. They've got cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit every need you could possibly want. Again, they're your neighbors. They take great pride in the deals they make and great pride in servicing the vehicles they sell to you. I've had my Ford down there several times on its regularly scheduled maintenance, and it's been nothing but a great success, and it's easy. Just take it down there, they fix it, they call you, your vehicle's fixed. Give them a call at 223-2177 or stop by 555 Cypress Avenue, Reading Crown Motors. Hey, our guests today are, you know, I've had this long time affection for Harley Davidsons. I've owned Harleys for 20 years. Gosh, maybe longer now. And so having our shop right here in town and our guest today, Ernie Wright, who is the owner, and Nathan Parsons, who is in the sales division there, you know, it gives us a chance to talk about it. It's a local business. If you're going to buy local. I mean, yeah, you can drive down the road or go to places, but why not buy local? That way, you know, your bike is being maintained by people that you know, and you're buying it from people you know who want to, you take great pride in it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're buying the best. You might as well get treated like the best.
I like that. And, you know, Nathan, you've worked there for 14 years.
Yeah, yes, sir.
So what brought you into motorcycles?
It's kind of a funny story. I grew up down the street from Ernie and his parents, and so they gave a job to the neighbor kid. And, you know, once again, I started out just washing bikes and working behind the parts counter. And, you know, we had a position open up in sales, and, you know, they've groomed me and, you know, become knowledgeable on the product. And so now I am where I am.
Well, okay, so what have you seen in 14 years? I mean, you've sold a lot of bikes, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay, tell me about your customers.
We've got some great customers, you know, a lot of experiences, you know, a lot of them become good, close friends, and it's a very diverse group of people, you know, the Harley-Davidson world, you know, I mean, you get, you know, both ends of the spectrum, a lot of diversity, ethnic groups, you know, men, women, you know, the product hits a lot of...
Are you selling more to women now?
Women's sales are up.
Yeah, definitely. You know, the market share for women, for young adults, you know, for... You know, Hispanics, African Americans have grown over the, you know, the last.
You know, and
years.
That is interesting because the different groups that are buying, but I think the bottom line they all have in common is a socioeconomic type thing. They can buy a bike.
They can afford to buy motorcycles.
That's right. So you're seeing more women, more ethnic diversity.
Yeah, definitely. You know, even in our area.
There's not a lot of that there, but you're seeing it here.
Oh, yeah.
Do you get a lot of people just traveling?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Especially where we're at on I-5 Boulevard or I-5 next to Twinview Boulevard. You know, we get a lot of people who see the dealership and they'll make sure that they turn around and head back in.
A lot of people do that. You see a Harley shop, you know, store. You need to stop in there and take a look at it for some reason.
You're obligated.
I think most of those dealerships are on major freeways, anyways, for a reason. So,
well, I've heard that is that dealerships. I think they really like them to be on a major major freeway,
mm-hmm.
so you can do that. And then you end up getting. All right, I have to ask you this: how many T-shirts do you have, Ernie? Would you say
how many T-shirts do I have?
Yeah, I mean. Of course, you're in the business and all that, but I mean, because you go around obviously to different runs and different.
I probably have two T-shirts from another dealership. Other than my own, I don't buy T-shirts.
I mean,
if
you go to a run like the Redwood Run or something like that,
I don't have time to do that stuff. I'm worried.
Okay, well, that's my, you know, all right. Because everybody I know has got
one of like the sponsorship T-shirts that I get for sponsoring something. Yeah, really, I've only got my stuff from my own store.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's product loyalty.
Right.
It's store loyalty. Okay, hey, let's go to the phones. Pete, good morning. You have a question?
Well, no question. I've been doing business with Redding Harley since I moved to this town in 1980, so that's, what, 32 years. I've watched Ernie grow up, and now I see his kids run around, and I get a charge out of that. But I just want to say in all that time, I've always been treated real well by Dave and Rob and his parents. I bought a couple of bikes from them, and I'm trying to negotiate here with Nathan. I want to get me another bike here next year. And whenever I've gone in there, if Dave didn't have an answer for me, some kind of a technical question, I work on my bikes myself, he's always got me an answer. He had to go look something up. And I've seen him really struggle. you know, people forget that in the early 80s, like you were saying, Harley almost went out of business. They were within a week of going bankrupt when the leveraged buyout by Von Beals and the directors, they took over. And it was rough. Dave was, they'd moved down into a little tiny shop down on South Market Street, but through tenacity, they hang on. They kept the doors open, which helps me and the other local riders. And now the payoff is they've got a great shop there. And I just thank them for being in business. Everybody's always treated me real well there. And a lot of people don't realize that his dad's actually got a great sense of humor. I appreciate that. And they've just been a darn good business. I appreciate them being here and thank you for hanging on and giving us all the support. And just one other comment, just for the sake of accuracy, I know you, people always refer to AMF as a bowling ball company. Actually, it stands for American Machine Foundry. They happen to own Voight, but a lot of people don't realize if AMF hadn't taken over Harley and then sold it, it might have gone over, out of business. I mean, when they took it over, it had antiquated equipment, and they converted that converted bomb factory in New York, Pennsylvania, into the Harley plant, and it was all the money they poured into the new machinery that enabled them to stay alive. So even though they didn't run it well, if they hadn't taken over, there might not be some Harley today. So just in fairness,
you know,
that's
Pete,
all I had, just some comments, and
yeah, hey,
I'll
Pete,
continue listening to the interview. Thanks a lot for letting me speak.
Well, thanks a lot for calling, Pete. And you know what? From now on, I'll just back off on AMF then, because you know what? If they're the ones that set the tone and gave the equipment so that Harley Davidson could save itself, that's good. Hey, Pete, thanks a lot.
You bet. Thank you.
You bet. Let's see. You know, unless you're paying that guy to call, but it sounds like, which I doubt, because you're not a politician, that it sounds like somebody that's been with you for a long time. You obviously know who that is. We got like a minute left. We're going to come back. We've talked trends. We've talked, you know, the new buyers and this. I want to talk about the riders themselves and the people that come in and what you all offer there. At Redding Harley Davidson, that makes you a little bit different than other places. I know that when I brought my bike, I had to get a new battery for my bike. When I brought it in, you had the battery there, boom, ready to go. Nathan went out and grabbed the battery out of my truck. He didn't have to do that, but he did it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, he didn't have to do that.
No.
But he did it. And, you know, those are the kind of things that you remember. You know, that's why you come back, is customer service. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. Across the West, wildfires driving hundreds from their homes, while Colorado's High Park fire is 50% contained.
South of Denver and west of Colorado Springs, the Springer fire is at 0% containment right now. This fire began on Sunday and has grown and spread quickly. Firefighters are working round the clock in this state.
Fox's Alicia Cunha in Denver, Colorado. Those help wanted signs more scarce in April, at their lowest in 5 months. That's something that Mitt Romney wants to tackle.
If we could just do in Washington what we're doing at the state level, we could finally solve some of the kinds of problems we're dealing with, energy issues, health care issues, and so forth, that can get the economy really going and put people to work.
Romney had a roundtable discussion in Michigan, while the president and other world leaders are at the G20 summit in Mexico, making efforts to try and fix the global economy. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Big Bike Weekend and KCNR 1460 presents the Rubber Side Down Safety Seminar, Tuesday, June 19th at the Holiday Inn at 6 p.m. This free seminar will help you be safe on the road. All participants are entered into a drawing for motorcycle training from the Motorcycle Institute in Red Bluff. Also get entered to win a custom paint job from Longhair Collision Works. The Rubber Side Down Safety Seminar, Tuesday, June 19th at Holiday Inn at 6 p.m. with bike washing at 5 p.m. Brought to you by Big Bike Weekend, KCNR 1460, the Redding Motorcycle Officers Group, the Redding Police Department, and the Motorcycle Training Institute.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco and Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian rose. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. Cookies and cream, a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco and Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco and Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco and Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake, it's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh,
that lady's dog's about to... Oh, no, not there. Oh,
you. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh, no, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Oh, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh, dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
They don't date those pipes.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. We're going to talk about what we were just talking about. We'll talk about that when we get back. What we're still talking about. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. You want a haircut? Take a step back in time and have good prices, great haircuts, discounts for seniors and veterans. They do a lot for this community. I can't tell you enough about DC Tim and the man in black in there. You know, the way they cut hair. Man's last stronghold. What can I say? Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Bad Bob, what's the weather? Looks like a great day to go for a bike ride. Let me tell you right now. High day near 92. Overnight low will be 63. Sunny and hot for your Wednesday. It will push the century mark. But after that, going to be very, very nice as we head into the new weekend with highs in the 80s, lows in the 50s, if you can believe that. Currently,
I can't believe it. How we go from 107 to 50.
Welcome to Northern California.
Yeah, how about this?
69 degrees in Reading, and the report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Hey, okay, we're out here. Linda's on assignment this morning. It's 835-530-605-4567 is our numbers, and you can get to us also via the chat room. And my guests today are from Reading Harley-Davidson, Ernie Wright, the owner, and his family began Reading Harley-Davidson, and Nathan Parsons, who's their, can I say you're like high up in the sales chain there, Nathan?
You betcha.
I can say that. Okay. One of the things we were talking about, you know, that when we're coming back, but a question in here is, are the AMF bikes worth anything?
I guess it's the value of what you've got. If you have something that somebody wants, I suppose it's worth something. So
okay, but it's like
they definitely have the nostalgic factor.
But that's what I think that's what they're talking about.
70s, and that's a collector's item nowadays. And you know, vintage motorcycles definitely have a strong following and you know a high value for quality ones. But there are some you know basket cases out there still.
I had in college. I hate to say this other guy and I bought a Ducati. We kept it for 6 months. We could not get it started. 6 months of us working on that thing. Of course, it might have helped if we knew what we were doing. But
that'll help.
That will help. And then so we just, I don't know what happened to it. I gave him his, probably, he probably got it started after that anyway. But we were just talking, about Harleys. I've owned Harleys for 30 years. And I have never been let down by a Harley. I mean, I've had a flat tire before. It's not the Harley's fault, flat tire. It's always, you know, and there's going to be people calling in, I'm sure. Okay, it hasn't started before because I've left the lights on and on a hot day and then had to have somebody jumpstart me that way. But I have never had a bad experience riding a Harley.
Right.
And, I mean, and you would hear things, oh, yeah, they can only go so far and they break down and all this. No, wrong.
The quality of the product is on par with any other manufacturer nowadays, and you know, they definitely have world-class manufacturing capabilities, and these Harleys are going to last the test of time.
I mean, they need to be. I mean, if their customer base decides that they can't ride them because they're worried about being left on the side of the road, they're not going to sell their product.
They're not going to. You're right, because, I mean, who wants to go for a ride with a bunch of people and then there you are trying to get your bike started?
Right.
Or it just stops.
Right.
We were talking about, you know, you've been in bed, and you've been around it since you've been a kid, Ernie,
mm-hmm.
and that, that when it first started, you know, the bikes, you know, the Harleys, you know, you drive by Hollister down south, and that's where, you know, the Wild One, and that's where it all started with the choppers and all this.
Right.
You know, so they took their dress bikes, and then they started just
tearing them
peeling
apart.
Things off. But now Harley does that.
Right. You can buy it like that. Now, maybe it takes some of the nostalgia away from, you know, tearing apart your own bike. But, yeah, for the person that wants to have that look without having the work, Harley sells that product.
What kind of product is that?
Well, they've got it in their Softail family. They've got it in their Dyna family. They've got it in their Sportster family. You know, the Dresser is probably the only bike that they really haven't spent a lot of time chopping up, mainly just from the fact that it's a comfort bike.
I tell you, one of my favorite bikes was a Dyna Wide Glide. I've had those, and I just really like that bike because it was kind of a chopper
mm-hmm.
look to it.
What year was the White Glide?
I see the 2000, and the one before that was like a 97. Oh, okay. Is that right? 96, 97, something like that.
Oh, okay.
Because the last one I had, we won't talk about that. So I've got a Road King Classic now that I really like, and it's Linda wants me to get a different seat on it. She wants to get that touring pack on the back. Do you see more people? I know that they've got a new line, you know, a couple of new types of bikes this year, and that you were I think you all were talking about.
Yeah, there's a couple of new models, you know, in the various families. Like you mentioned earlier, that bobber look is extremely popular, and you'll have a few bikes that are blacked out now, and so they've introduced a couple of new custom bobbers, you know, to the Sportster division, to the Softail division with their new black line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're just a real streamlined, you know, sleek bike. Nothing fancy, nothing, chrome. I mean, just as plain as it could be. I mean, price points are pretty well. I mean, for the guy that just wants to get on and go, it's the best thing in the world.
Isn't it someone with like that spring seat, the old spring seat that you can, you know, that you can get? I mean, have you seen those?
Yeah, they've got those as accessories now as well. Yeah. You can put them on whatever bike you want.
And the parts and accessories are endless. You know, we can take any bike and make it the way you want it. You know, that's the beauty of the Harley-Davidson product. You know, if you want to go chromed out and traditional, or if you want to go the new style blacked out, you know, we can make it happen.
They say the rarest bike in the world is a stock bike, and it's probably true.
Well, what's the first thing anybody does that buys a dresser?
Gets a bigger seat.
Okay, well, okay, don't say that in front of my wife. Okay, what's the second thing they do then?
Typically, it depends on the rider. I mean, a lot of people do pipe and air cleaner, so.
That's it. Pipe.
Yep.
You get new pipes on it. I mean, I don't know how many sets of pipes I've got laying around in different places that are stock pipes. And then you have to burn out the, you know, oh, yeah, and we've got, and you've got a computer chip. Okay, you're breaking my heart here, guys. Computer chips.
ECMs.
Better
fuel deliveries than a carburetor.
There's nothing like an old school carbureted. You know, the sound of that bike, you know, is traditional, and unfortunately, we lost that a little bit with the fuel injection. But the bikes run better. They're more quality with that fuel injection.
You can go up and down you can go up to 10,000 feet or 8,000
exactly.
feet and then back down without them stopping.
Without worry about jetting, right?
Yeah.
Right.
All right, we're going to take a break here. Our guest, Ernie Wright and Nathan Parsons from Reading Harley-Davidson. I'm sorry this seems like a love fest, but I just love Harleys, and I love talking to guys that obviously know a lot more about it than I do. We'll be right back.
The screen door slams. Mary's dress waves like a vision. She dances across the porch as the radio plays.
Wind River Casino is challenging all bounty hunters for the ultimate $10,000 guarantee high-stakes bounty tournament on Saturday, July 14th at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center. Book your seat now. Your $115 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips, all fees included. Plus $25 bounties for knocking out opponents. All entrants will be hosted to sandwiches and desserts. Wind River Casino is known for hosting the best poker tournaments in Northern California. So pull up a seat and be one of the privileged few to play in the $10,000 guarantee high stakes bounty tournament on Saturday, July 14th at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center. This $10,000 high stakes bounty tournament is limited to the first 200 players and sells out fast. So reserve your seat today at the River Club. 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or online at WindRiverCasino.com. Prize pool based on participants. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hi, this is Bob with Flu Season Chimney Sweep. Do you prefer hiring experts but still need to watch your money? Call Flu Season and ask about our off-season rates and guaranteed no price increase for up to 3 years. We are certified technicians servicing wood, gas, and pellet-burning heating appliances, dryer vents, and we service, repair, and install evaporative coolers. Our experience is tested. Why settle for less? Call Flu Season today, the Chimney Professionals. Free advice at 221-3331. 221-3331.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with free pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the bot. Linda's on assignment today, 8:45 in the morning, June 19th. Yeah, welcome back. You know, our guest today from Running Harley Davidson, you know, you just got to love it. Ernie Wright, owner, and with your, I believe with your...
My wife.
Your wife, Jessica. Mm-hmm. And Nathan Parsons, who is, you know, they're big in their sales here. And so you've watched a lot of changes over the years. But there's one thing that won't change. If somebody wants a Harley Davidson...
We're going to get them on a motorcycle.
You're going to get them on a motorcycle. You've got... Not only just the new ones there, I think you've got, I mean, do you...
We've got used bikes as well.
You've got
consignments.
You know, does anybody come in that you kind of, or, you know, they come in and go, I want a motorcycle. And I'm in here and I've got the money. And I want to buy this motorcycle. Do you ever try to say, well, maybe that's not the motorcycle you want?
You definitely got to fit the rider to the bike, you know, something that they're physically capable of, you know, and to get an idea of what style of riding they want to do, you know, and if they want to... they want to ride cross country. You don't want to get them on some small custom cruiser. You want to get them into a, you know, a touring bike, ideally. So sometimes you have to convince your, you know,
because they got that chopper thought in their mind,
yeah. Right? With the idea of spending a lot of time on the bike, and you want to explain to them that, you know, while it looks good, you may not want to.
At the end of the day,
you may not want to ride it, you know, 700 miles in a day. So
yeah. Then we can take their touring bike and customize it for them, you know, make it look like a one of a kind bike and, you know, accessorize.
They'll still have the comfort of having a touring bike with the look of a, you know, of a
reverse
chopper. Right.
We pulled into Death Valley, my bro and I did, and at Scotty's Castle, and we're getting on our bikes, and because they had like kind of deep gravel there. And we're, you know, kind of how you you walk them backwards and all this. And this little old couple gets out and hops onto their bike, not of a Harley Davidson manufacturer, and they go right past us backwards. He has reverse on his bike.
Mm-hmm.
And he takes off, and we're looking at it. But now Harley has.
Harley has their trike.
It has a trike that has reverse
on it.
But you're not going to find reverse on your just bike. You just still, I mean, still.
You still got to muscle it around.
You're still muscling it a little double round, huh? Yeah.
That's why you don't point downhill when you park.
Yeah. Trikes. Harley-Davidson started building trikes because, obviously, there's a market for trikes out there.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of our, you know, the trike has been popular for some of our older riders who don't feel comfortable on the big, heavyweight two-wheelers. It's been popular for women, and we have several handicapped riders, you know, that the trike keeps them out there out on the road.
So can you fix the trike so that it is handicap easy to use, hand grips and hand everything?
They have all those accessories. I mean, they've got air shifts and they've got all sorts of stuff. I mean,
integrated brakes.
Yeah, there's a lot of different ways to keep those people on the road.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that, especially when we have so many of our veterans coming back that have been injured in these wars over the last decade plus, that they don't want to give up what they had before, yet they've lost limbs.
Right, yeah. And there's ways around. There's guys that have lost limbs that are riding two wheels. I mean, certainly it's drive and determination on their part, which is excellent to see. But Harley Davidson, you know, in making a trike, certainly is going to make that easier for a lot of these guys to be out on the road.
Absolutely. Well, that's good to know. They talk about older riders. You know, the baby boomers. You know, they're retiring. You know, they're retiring at age 60 or 61. The thing that they've always wanted to do and they couldn't do was because they couldn't get that bike. But now they're set up, and you know the kids are out of the nest, or they're at the point that they want to ride. Do they come in all the time?
You see a lot of them. I mean, it's you know they are probably Harley's bread and butter shopper, anyways, due to their discretionary income that they have, and so yeah, they're coming through the door. There's a lot of younger riders that are coming through the door. I'm sure with the popularity of some of the shows you see on TV, Sons of Anarchy, they're seeing what the riding lifestyle is and things of that nature. So you see those guys in there as well. But yeah, I mean Harley's buyer is in that 50 to 55 to 60 range.
All right, and then but you say you're getting younger riders too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And well, you know, you've got to keep building. Like, do you see fathers bringing sons in?
Or family? Definitely. Family with that product, stuff? You know, I mean, you can hit several generations. Your grandfather's on it, your father's on it, so now.
So you know. And your son's on it. You know, he's got the Sportster, it's low, it's custom. You know, he's zipping around with his friends. I mean, the price point's right. I mean.
You're absolutely right, because my best friend and I ride all the time. We rode thousands of miles. His son got old enough, he was got a Sportster
mm-hmm.
that he rides. And he's going to school at USC. But you're right, and it just goes on from there.
And like Ernie said, you know, the price points hit it to where it is attainable for a Harley-Davidson. Even if you don't have cash, you know, we have Harley-Davidson financing with, you know, extremely low interest rates, and we make it easy to get into a motorcycle.
Well, that's one of the things is and then there's motorcycle classes available in this area. And
yes, there is. I believe the Motorcycle Safety Foundation has it down in Red Bluff. It seems like price-wise about $250 or so.
And tonight, Rubber Side Down, the safety seminar that the Reading Police Department's putting on, and also the Motorcycle Training Institute down at the Hilltop, at the Holiday Inn on 1900 Hilltop right down tonight, and it's going to start at 6. But if you get there early, you get a motorcycle wash by the Reading Roller Derby Club, the Angry Beavers.
Some lovely women.
You can't, right. You can't pass up.
Hey, if you're going to get a bike wash by them, excellent.
There you go. And you also get a chance to win a custom paint job, courtesy of Long Hair Collision Works.
Yeah, he does some quality work.
Yeah, he does really good work.
He does. Okay, so you're familiar with the work he does. I've seen it. And to me, it looks really good.
Yeah, no, he's done paint jobs for us in the past, so he does very good work.
It's all free, so, you know, I want people to head down there. Okay, we're going to take a break. Our guest, Ernie Wright, owner of Reading Harley-Davidson, and Nathan Parsons, who is their sales manager. We'll be right back.
What are you going to do for dinner tonight? What are you in the mood for? How about a Jack's Grill, literally world-famous steak, a pork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York, or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Not in the mood for steak? How about deep-fried jumbo prawns, tender ocean scallops, or crunchy golden brown southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato, or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Well, then tonight is your night to do Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for over 70 years, serving the finest USDA choice meats, aged and prepared to perfection. Settle in for an evening with your friends, family, or that special someone. Order your favorite beverage and then sit back and prepare yourself for a superb dining experience. When you are in the mood, do Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Thank you for shopping at Bastiani Arms. It is now 6 o'clock and we are now closed. Please bring your purchases up to the register at this time.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Just kidding.
The good guys at Bastiani Arms will continue to give you the attention and service you've come to expect, even if you need them after hours. They still treat every customer the old-fashioned way, with respect and first-class customer service. If you're buying a new gun anytime soon, remember Bastiani Arms, your locally owned and operated firearms dealer. New or used, Bastiani Arms is Redding's most knowledgeable firearms dealer on handguns, rifles, shotguns, and off-list AR lower receivers. No fishing poles or camping equipment sold here. No, sir. Bastiani Arms is Redding's exclusive firearms dealer. They appreciate your business and thank you for keeping your dollars here in our community. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Back, yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the bot. Linda's on assignment. She'll be back tomorrow, 8:55 in the morning on June the 19th. Yeah, our guest today, Ernie. Ernie Wright, owner of, along with his wife, because if I don't say that, you're going to get home and get beat. You know,
yeah,
or at least somebody will say something. So
I'm sure she already knows.
Yeah, Ernie and Jessica are the owners. You know, and sometimes, you know, we forget, because if you're here, I just, you know, just say that. Ernie and Jessica Wright, owners of Redding Harley-Davidson, and Nathan Parsons, the sales manager out there. And we're talking about just Harley-Davidsons for an hour. And I know that probably, you know, some people go, I can't talk about it for an hour. I can talk about it for days. I like it because it's a local business. And you've been here. Your father started this in 1977. It was either Radio Shack or Harley-Davidson. Thank goodness he picked Harley-Davidson.
Thank goodness.
All right. And now you've got some things going on here in the near future.
Yeah, we've got a couple events coming up. We haven't picked dates yet, but we're going to do a bike night at the store probably sometime, I'm guessing, around the mid-July range thereabouts, along with a garage sale, which I haven't picked a date yet for. It will probably be, I'm going to try and focus that later in June, maybe right around the end of the month. So if you've got time to come down and check it out, yeah. Garage sale, great prices on used and takeoff stuff. I mean, typically I do it for about an hour. That's how busy it gets, and that's how quick the stuff goes. So I really only have to be down there.
So it's like being there for that early yard sale, get there early, pick up all the stuff, and it's gone.
Right, exactly. So it works out that well.
Well, that's great. Nathan?
I also want to say that the dealership does do demo rides. You know, if you have a motorcycle license, you never rode a Harley, you can come on down, give us a call. And, you know, we can take you out. You can experience, you know, the various motorcycles that we have to offer. And, you know, that's something that we do consistently and daily.
Do you all sponsor rides at all?
We have the sponsorship with our Hog Club in regards to what they're doing. But as ourselves, you know, other than the functions that are, you know, coming up in, you know, around the local area, yeah, no, it's
we participate
as best we can.
In Big Bike Weekend, you know, that's definitely
a
great one for the community. And we've got our stamp on that. And, you know, there's lots of small rides that do come through our dealership and ask for donations, and we try to help out when we can.
Well, when I say sponsors, just like, you know, well, I guess it is, you're right, because a lot of people come through us, too. you know, hey, you, you know, can you publicize this?
Right, right.
And we try to do that
as best you can with everybody that comes through. You can't do everyone, so, you know, certainly.
That's why I want to remind everybody again, Rubber Side Down, safety seminar put on by the Reading Police Department and their motor guys tonight at the Holiday Inn. Get there around 5:15, 5 o'clock. Get your bike washed by the Angry Beavers from the Reading, the Reading Roller Derby, and then it's like an hour seminar, but you get entered into a lot. They have great prizes are given away, plus you get entered for a custom paint job by Longhair Collision Works, who does a lot of good work here, as I'm hearing.
Great work.
$1,200. It's a $1,200 paint job he does. So, I mean, everybody kind of like to have that. And the seminar's only going to last for like an hour, but you get some good information from people about how to stay alive out there. Because we want to stay alive on bikes. I think, you know, that
keeping bikes upright is the best thing for us all.
It does. You know, like when I've told the story how after a fellow in an 88 Ford thought he looked better on my Wide Glide than I did when I was on it. When I went down to buy my next bike, I mean, I was still in a cast. I had staples in me. I'd come hobbling in there and I'm getting on the bike, on a new bike. And, you know, salesman came over and goes, hey,
you need some help, sir?
Well, he said, you need some help? He said, can you just tell people you did this like, in, you know, like on a skateboard or something?
Right.
Oh, yeah, sure, I can tell them that. Once it's in your blood.
You bet that's dedication. You know, that's what a lot of our customers have is they bleed that Harley black and orange. So.
Well, you know, it's a strange thing that it's how you can care about an inanimate object. But all the pleasure, everybody that talks about it, they can solve every problem in the world. Just get on that bike
right,
and ride.
Right. If you've had the worst day in the world, hop on it and go.
I think, what is it you say? You know, from Reading Harley Davidson, that we finish it out, that you experience the ride, live the dream. You know?
It's perfect.
Perfect. All right. Ernie, thanks a lot for coming by today.
Thanks for having me, Carl. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Well, you know what? I appreciate, you know, what Harley Davidson has done and what it means to our country and the fact that we have people here that are local businesses selling it. Nathan, congratulations on your third child.
Oh, thank you very much.
You figured it out now?
Yeah, I can betcha.
Okay, tomorrow.
In a different room.
Yeah, hey, tomorrow, Sheriff Tom Basenko. We're going to get back in realignment. We're going to talk about things a lot more serious in the sense that crime. What's going on in our city? What's going on in our county? And does he see a spot for drones in the air? Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. Stand my ground.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. The president of the European Commission says the economic trouble over there was caused by real estate trouble over here.
This crisis was not originated in Europe. Since you mentioned North America, this crisis was originated in North America.
Jose Manuel Barroso, a talking point at the G20 summit in Los Cabos, Mexico, where Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson is live.
And Ron Barroso did not stop there, delving deeper into the bursting of the U.S. housing bubble 4 years ago.
And many of our financial sector were contaminated by, how can I put it, unorthodox practice from some sectors of the financial market.
But when it comes to finding ways to head off that kind of calamity in Europe, the leaders are trying to make nice here in Mexico. The draft of the official statement from this summit will say European G20 members will take all necessary policy measures to safeguard the integrity and stability of the continent. Ron.
Rich, another call from Republicans to launch an investigation.